you ever hear of off a kitchen, something called a pantry or a kitchen closet?
Yes. That little pantry was built out to keep people back, way back there. That's why they put their milk and kept all the milk cans, buckets, and stuff like that. That's why they kept that. And all their kitchen utensils, they kept in that out of the way in their storeroom or dining room. It's all put back in there.
Mm-hmm. Say if a woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what to it?
If I do what I ought to do, they'd generally say, I'd be at home right now cleaning my house. That's what they usually say. Well, that's what they'd all say.
What would they sweep with?
A broom, just an old... Well, most of the time back there, just old sage broom, broom sage.
Mm-hmm.
About that high. Well, you know what broom sage is.
That grows out?
It grows out in the open, and rain out all down the ground, make broom. That's all the brooms they had. Wasn't none like these we have now.
Say if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture and all, that weren't any good, what would you call that?
Well, we never did keep it that way. We always just dispose of it as it, when it wear out. You know, things just actually wear out.
Uh-huh.
And we just disposed of it. And
you disposed of all the...
That's right. And replace it with new stuff. That's the way we always done.
You say, this isn't any good anymore. It's nothing but...
Just junk.
Huh?
Nothing but just junk, that's all. And it's time to go... It's ready for the junk pile. That's what we'd always say.
What would you... You just throw the stuff in a gully?
Ma'am?
You just take the stuff off and throw it in a gully?
Throw it in a gully. Pile it up, throw it in the pile and burn it all up. Wad it, put it all up in one pile, set the pile and burn it up. That got it plumb out of the way then.
Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that, like there, so that you couldn't see the broom. You'd say the broom was...
Hid.
It was hid where?
Behind the door.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
That would do like that. Drive it in the wall and just hang a picture on it.
You drive it in with a...
Hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I put the nail in.
That's right. I said, say, well, I believe... If you want that picture put out the way, I'd tell my wife. Now, you want to fix the pictures up this morning, I'll get some nails and drive them around wherever you want the picture so you hang them up on it.
But say if you'd already done that, you'd say, I took the hammer and I what the nail in.
And took the hammer and drove in the wall and hung the stuff on it.
Okay. And if the nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say, it's got to be...
What in
a little further? It's got to be.
Well, anybody had any sense would drive it far enough in the first place.
Because
he wouldn't want to break it, you see.
Uh-huh.
And